David Hollander is an investment advisor with Liberty Wealth Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities are offered through Liberty Group, LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and insurance is offered through Lifetime Planning Marketing Incorporated. All investing involves risks, including the risk of loss of your investment. Please consult with a financial professional before investing.
Good morning. The following program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily reflect those of this station or its ownership. This is Protect Your Assets with your host, as featured in Forbes magazine, David Hollander, chairman and founder of the Liberty Group, LLC. Now, broadcasting live from the Protect Your Assets studios in downtown Oakland, here's the Sandman.
Good morning. Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, your host. It's so great to be with you this morning on this fresh Bay Area morning. It was freezing this morning. I opened up the window and looked out and saw frost on my neighbor's window. I haven't seen that. I don't know for how long, but it's been a long time. Anyway, it's beautiful outside. It's clear. It's fresh. Just make sure you put on a long sleeve wool something and a coat and you'll be warm. It'll be great. Anyway, get outside and have a great day. What a week. The market continues to power higher. And boy, do I have a great show planned for you today. For those of you just joining me for the first time, well, welcome. People around here, you hear the music, right? I am the Sandman, and they call me that because I help my listeners and our clients sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week, and also watching out for them who are our clients, make sure that they're on track. And that's because I am a financial advisor and a licensed practicing attorney. We're live right now in the studio, right out of downtown Oakland, California. And if you have a question, maybe something came up this week and you want to talk to an attorney and you don't want to pay for it, well, this is your opportunity right now. Pick up the phone and dial this number, 866-PROTECT. That's my number. Such an easy number, isn't it? 866-PROTECT. Are you kidding? We protect your assets. If you have a question, give us a call. 866-PROTECT. Or maybe something comes up during the week and you want to know what the Sandman would do. You can always tweet me a question anytime you want at PYA, stands for Protect Your Assets Radio, at PYA Radio, anytime you like. So 89 years ago, here in our building, they put in this massive boiler. It was called a Birchfield boiler. The thing was about as big as a VW van from the 60s. Remember those? With all the windows on them? It kind of looked cool like that, too. It had these grates on it, and it would chirp and boil and burp and pop, and you'd see flames coming out, and it was just like out of a movie. You remember Freddy Krueger movie, and you went down to the basement, and it scared me. And I'll tell you, when I'd go down there, I kind of felt like Freddy was watching or something was going on down there. Anyway, this thing, after we put Band-Aids on it, and they tried to change things in there, well, it broke down and died. It was so full of holes and patches, it just couldn't keep heating the building anymore. And so I had to upgrade to a more reliable, efficient model so we could have some heat here in the building. Oh, this got me thinking. Sometimes you need to upgrade your financial advisor for better results, lower taxes, maybe pay a little less fees. And just more abundance, because the crazy thing about this new boiler we have now is it's about the size of, I don't know, a couple air conditioning units. I mean, think about that. Think about the size of your cell phone now, if you like the small ones, right? I know they're getting bigger because we can't see, but let's remember, think about all the technologies that in your hand compared to what I was running around with cell phones in the end of the 80s, early 90s. Remember those things? They were like a brick attached to your car. It was like, I don't even know how much bigger. But this is what happened to the boiler. The boiler is a little boiler. It's efficient. It does an amazing job. It heats this entire building. And there's only one little one. In the old days, there was two big Volkswagen bus size things down there that were needed to do the job. So it's incredible. It's like, what are they going to think about next? Are they going to come up with some sort of technology thing that's as small as your thumb that could power your whole body instead of your heart? Just pop it in. Go another 50 years. These are the types of world we're living in now. And 5G is coming. Next week is going to be the big festival around that. And the amount of technology that can move quicker and faster is going to blow your mind. And this is all coming. So where am I going with this? Well, maybe it's time to check your financial advisor. Maybe you need to know, is this firm the right firm for me? So today we're going to go through a bunch of questions to see. Maybe you need to get a checkup. Maybe you need a second opinion. It's going to be a great show. You're going to want to learn about this because we're going to open up all the doors, show you where all the little secrets are. Now let's get started. Wow, ninth straight week in the positive for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. This has been the longest run since May of 1995. Think about that. I was just getting into business back in the early 90s. I remember 95 really well. It was the first real big year I had where the markets just couldn't go down. They just kept going. And so we're seeing that right now. And a lot of people are wondering, when's it going to end? So we hit the highest level in 2019, over 26,000 on the Dow. All U.S. markets were up for the week. And this is all driven by trade talks. Nothing concrete yet, but sounding pretty good. Gold futures settled up for the second straight week. The dollar has been weakening. So you got markets high, gold high. That doesn't sound right, does it? Oil hits 3-month high, up 3%, sells at $57 a barrel. That's also interesting. I'll tell you why in a minute. March starts Friday. March madness. Do you think the madness might apply to something else besides basketball? Just saying. Let's turn to the economy. Well, Walmart surprised everybody and had a huge quarter. And they showed great signs of a solid consumer spending, which tended to turn the tide in terms of the consumer. Because as you remember, last week we were talking about how the consumer didn't look so strong in December. And I'm saying that's because of the stock market. When the stock market's down, people don't want to spend. Stock market's high, people start spending. So Walmart had a great quarter, said that they're doing fabulous things, consumers out shopping, which is good. The Fed minutes came out last week, like we talked about, and again, they were positive, showing no signs for more rate hikes or any sort of a threat to the markets. And this was due to the global slowdown. So you're hearing about a global slowdown, yet markets are continuing to power higher. But I want to warn you that Chair Powell will be testifying this Tuesday and Wednesday before Congress. And as you've seen, if he says certain things, the market reacts. So pay attention to that. And I think overall, to really get everything humming on all cylinders, we need the global environment to stabilize. We need a trade deal. And if we get those two things happening, I think this market can go higher, but it's clearly a much more treacherous environment to operate in. So what should you be buying now? What should you be selling right now? Well, certainly if you had things that have done well, you've made profits on them, you may want to redistribute that, rebalance, hit the rebalance button. You also might want to be careful of some retails. I'm seeing some retailers right now, I'm not going to mention any names, but there's some out there that have been around for a long, long time that are in serious trouble going out of business. And so if you've been holding those stocks, hoping they're going to come back, you better really take a look at the financials because you could go BK and have zero. That's coming. Banks, some of the regionals still look pretty cheap, paying nice dividends. Energy, I like energy right now. I like things connected to energy right now. I like some of the dividends coming off of things connected to energy right now. You hear what I'm saying? I like gold. We like gold. I do. I like gold.
I love gold.
Me too. And 5G. I'm telling you, 5G is going to be incredible. This is what's really cool right now about technology. And you're in the heart of it right here in the valley, is that speed is critical. Think about this now. As a business owner, I used to have a server in the closet over there. And all my workers would come to work and they'd work off of the server, right? I had all the information here in my office. Well, not anymore. Now we have this thing called the cloud and everything's up in the cloud and all my people are running around the Bay Area talking to folks and showing them stuff and they're all doing it on their mobile. And think about that. And think about what you need to drive all that and the speed required to see all those different running programs on everybody's computers who are running around seeing folks. It's pretty incredible. And what 5G is going to do is make it all happen much quicker, like instantaneous. And there's a lot of money that went into this. And so you've got companies like Cisco, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile. All these companies are going to be benefiting from that. And this is going to be starting in a big way very, very soon. So I want you to think about that. Think about the cloud. Think about technologies connected to cloud. Think about speed. Think about the consumer and how business is going to change as a result of that. And it's exciting. So you want to be in that. Next week, Monday, Shake Shack, one of my favorite places. Their earnings are coming out Monday. We'll see how that went. Tuesday, you got the home prices. Remember, I've been telling you, the housing market is slowing down. So I'm saying the Case-Shiller Index is going to be down a little bit. Consumer confidence, I think it'll still be pretty strong. That's Tuesday. Fed Chair Powell, remember, he's going to testify in front of Congress Tuesday and Wednesday. Pay attention to that. Thursday, you got real GDP numbers coming out and the advanced economic indicators, which we look at as a sign of inflation. Why? Because Friday, we got the ISM index and the personal income index, both inflation indicators, and the Fed will be looking at all those. And then they'll decide. And you know what they do. If the Fed decides to raise or slow down, expect markets to do the same. It's just a matter of time. March Madness. Just opened up your 401k statement and you didn't like what you saw. Maybe it's time to consider changing your advisor. Keep it tuned right here because when I come back, I'm going to get into five things you need to know about your 401k advisor that you want to pay attention to right now because these are volatile times. You've been listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. I am David Hollander. I'm the Sandman, and we'll be right back.
Would you like to attend an event? All you have to do is go to LibertyGroupLLC.com, click on Attend an Event, and it's smooth sailing from there. That's LibertyGroupLLC.com. And now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
I must complete my bust. Two novels, finish my blueprints, begin my begin.
Hey, Jimmy, must you always talk in rhyme?
If I spoke prose, you'd all find out I don't know what I talk about. Ad hoc, ad loc, and quid pro quo. So little time, so much to know.
Hey, fellas, look.
The footnotes for my 19th book. This is my standard procedure for doing it, and while I compose it, I'm also reviewing it.
A boob for all seasons.
How can he lose?
Well, your notice is good.
It's my policy never to read my reviews.
There must be a word for what he is.
Living is easy with eyes closed. Misunderstanding. Take you down, 'cause I'm going to strawberry fields. Nothing is real.
Happiness is when what you think, what you say, and what you do are in harmony. And it doesn't hurt to have a good retirement plan, too. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Here's the Sandman.
Wow. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander. I'm also the Sandman, and that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week. And lately, people have been opening up their 401k statements from the end of the year, and they're not happy. A lot of investors fear losing money in the market, consider themselves pretty conservative. And their IRA statements, 401ks, are surprising because they're saying they lost quite a bit of money at the end of the year there. Does that sound familiar? The last thing you want to do is live through another 2008. No, thank you. Which is leading many to rethink their plan and whether or not they should change their advisor. And so this week, we're going to help point you in the right direction, help you discover if it's time to shop around for a new advisor, or at least ask the right questions of your existing advisor to make sure that you're getting everything that's possible out there right now, because the world of finance is changing. And the last thing you want to do as you're building your retirement, or maybe you're even in retirement, is change your advisor. That's just not a great idea unless there's really some things wrong there. And so here's a couple signs that it might be time to talk to somebody else. So you may want to write these down and think about some of the stories we're going to talk about here. Maybe you're just afraid to talk to your advisor. And I hear this a lot. People say, you know, they don't listen to me. I talk to my advisor and he or she just doesn't think that it's a problem. And what I have to say is not very important. And so maybe they're afraid to call their advisor. And that's not good. So first of all, if you find yourself hesitating to pick up the phone and talk to your advisor or a member of their team, hopefully they have people on their team who are educated and know what they're talking about, can answer your question and make you feel like you're feeling better about what you wanted to know, then why are you afraid to call? And if it's because your calls aren't returned, which I've heard about, and maybe you place a call and you don't hear from them ever, that's really bad. And when that happens, you want to let people know who are in charge. You know, they didn't call me back. Or you felt like after talking to the person who's supposed to help you, that you just weren't sure that you got your question answered or where you stood. That's also not very good. And so that's why we, and I want you to write this down and think about it, that's why we take a different approach. We like to create a plan with you, an individualized plan that's very detailed. And we get into things like, how much are you spending and what do you spend that on and how do you feel about that and what do you want to do with that in the future? And how are you going to fund that in the future with the things that you have currently or are saving? And so it just changes the conversation to become more on your side and find out what you're trying to do and figure out how to pay for that. And so we use a tool called Riskalyze, which is incredible. This tool, through the last downturn we just went through, the clients who filled this out and answered it honestly didn't call. They didn't feel like anything was wrong because they knew ahead of time roughly how much the portfolio would go down when we had events like we just had. And that's because of the way their portfolios were allocated. These tools are available now. And this week we had several people who took advantage of the offer I'm going to offer here in a minute. And came in and talked to a member of our team, and they saw when their securities, so their mutual funds, their stocks, their individual securities, when they were entered into this program, they could see the risk all of a sudden. And they said, wow, why am I taking all that risk? They had no idea. They didn't even know. And that's part of the reason why in December things went down so badly, was because they were in things that they didn't really realize were so risky. And that's really important. You need to get real about your risk level, because you can go, and again, I saw it this week. I met with the CEO of a major corporation in the area. Incredible. I had no idea he ran the things that we talked about. It was insane. But he even said to me, you know how I do it, Dave? Here's what I do. I pick up my 401k statement. I look at all the options that are there. I look at the best performers over the last 5 or 10 years, and those are the ones I pick. And I said, well, the past 5 or 10 years aren't the future 5 or 10 years, are they? No. And you're going to retire in the next 3 or 4 years, right? Right. So why would you do that? I don't know. That's just the way I do it. That's the way a lot of people do it. Just look at what's done the best. And of course, it happened in the past. It should happen in the future, right? No. Wrong. Should you be in gold right now? Should you be in energy right now? Should you be getting out of certain things like real estate? Maybe. So all I'm saying is you have to get a handle on the risk that you're taking, the real risk, because people can come to you. I know this happens all the time. Your neighbors, your friends. Oh, I'm making 8 or 10%. What are you making? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, because what matters is you and what you're trying to do. And if you really understand your plan, if you really understand the risk you're taking and you're comfortable with that and you're moving ahead and you're able to meet all your obligations and you can see that growing, then what do you care? Why do you want to take all that risk if you don't need to? Why do you want to jump into something your neighbor's doing if it doesn't make sense for you? Because your neighbor probably doesn't have the plan or the tools that I'm talking about. I'm serious. So your financial situation is important. And if your advisor isn't sitting down and talking to you about it and really understanding it with you, that's a red flag. And they may not be aligned with your interests, which is not good. And I know some of the things I'm saying may sound complicated. They may seem like they're over your head and you don't know what I'm talking about, but you need to talk to someone who's qualified, who knows how to use these new tools that are out there, like eMoney and Riskalyze, and use them and show you what your options are. What are all the options that are available to you right now? This is a new world, and technology is changing the financial environment and your future. You don't know it yet. You're going to see it. And that's why it makes a lot of sense to talk to a member of my team. Now, listen, it's Saturday morning, and I've brought a few people in here today. I'm sitting looking at them right now. They're just sitting there, and they want to talk to somebody. So if you want to talk to somebody right now about your situation and find out how to build your own plan, then here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to open up their phone lines right now, direct lines to them, and you can talk to them for no charge. But you got to call right now. We'll do this for 10 callers right now. 866-PROTECT. Talk to a live person right now. 866-PROTECT. I'm going to open the lines now. 866-PROTECT. Go ahead and give us a call. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets. So how does your 401k advisor actually get paid? Are you paying anybody anything to help you? Think you're not? You're wrong. Find out how your advisor gets paid and how you find out who they may even be. It's coming up next, so keep it right here. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets show. We'll be right back.
Mr. Sandman.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 1-866-PROTECT. We are live and we are local. 866-PROTECT, because that's what we do. Protect your assets. 866-PROTECT.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
I'm so happy, cause today found my friends in my head. I'm so ugly, that's okay, cause so are you. Book on beers, Sunday morning is every day for all I care. And I'm not scared, light my candles in our days, cause I found God. Yeah!
You've worked hard to get to where you are today, but are you protected from the next market corrections? Your peace of mind is too important to be sitting there wondering if your current plan is on the right track, wondering if you've had enough income for the rest of your life. You owe this to yourself. Go to LibertyGroupLLC.com and click on Attend an Event. That's LibertyGroupLLC.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. The Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman around here, because I help my listeners sleep well at night, answer their most troubled legal or financial questions. And that leads me to remind you that this Tuesday, I'll be down at Piotti's in Santa Clara. We have some seats open. I have a table exclusively for my listeners being held right now. So go to our website and sign up for that. LibertyGroupLLC.com. Click on the events tab and you'll see you can register right there. Bring a friend. It'll be a good time. So if you have any questions, you want to ask me something specifically, You can come to that event, Piatti's Santa Clara, 6:30 this Tuesday night. There comes a time in life when you're just in need for an upgrade. You need to upgrade your smartphone, your car, maybe a boiler in my case, in my building, because mine just died. And the new efficient units are just so much better, so much cheaper, so much more efficient and smaller that you wonder, how could I have done this for so long? It's because we're cheap. I know. I am too. I get it. Anyway, but it's just so much better, isn't it? So once you do it, then you realize, wow, this is something else. And so financial planning has become the same way. There's a lot of new tools and innovations that we have in our industry, which are just so exciting. And so maybe you're entering or preparing for a new phase in your life, maybe a new career, or you're single and you're on your own, or even facing retirement right now. Can the same advisor that helped you to get where you are now take you to the next level? Or does it take a different skill set? Well, it could be time to upgrade your financial advisor, but how do you know it's time? Are there signs like a check engine light that can indicate that it's time for an upgrade? And I would say absolutely there are. And what are they? Well, let's talk about them right now. The first thing you should find out is, what type of an advisor do you have? You mean there's different types? Yes, there's many different titles in my business. And a lot of times it's tough to really figure out what they do. So the best way to find out whether your advisor has your best interest at heart is to simply ask this question. Are you a fiduciary? Are you a fiduciary? Because that's probably the single most important question you can ask. Because if you don't get a straight yes or no answer, then that's a sign something's wrong. Because it is that simple, yes or no. And we feel strongly that investors should work with fiduciaries. However, if you choose to work with a broker or someone who's not a true fiduciary advisor, make sure you understand exactly what criteria they're using to decide what sort of investments you should own. Because I want to ask you a question. Would you hire a doctor who gets paid a bonus for prescribing a certain type of medicine rather than the one that you actually need? Of course not. You would never do that. This doesn't make any sense. So you should hold your advisor to the same standard and ask them detailed questions about why he or she is recommending a certain type of investment in your portfolio. And if a commission product is being offered or is part of your entree, why? And how much is it? If your advisor is also a broker, he or she may only be authorized to offer you certain types of products. And this can and does impact objectivity. And so that leads me to the next question that you need to know the answer to, which is, every financial advisor, who's a fiduciary or not, has to make money somehow. And the devil is really in the details. So if your advisor's answer about his or her business model is vague or takes more than really 30 seconds to explain, then that's another major red flag that you should be aware of. And you should never buy anything, especially financial advice, if you don't understand how you're paying for it. Now, most fiduciaries will charge an easy-to-understand management fee. That's what it's called, a management fee. And it's based on the total amount of investments that you place with their firm and that they're responsible for. Now, these fees are typically around 1% in the industry. Sometimes they're as high as 1.5%, even higher I've seen, over 2% when you add everything up. And that's when it starts to get more expensive. So that's when you have to start asking yourself, is it really worth it? Am I getting a lot of value for what I'm paying for? And so in the last segment, we talked about different tools we use, which we provide to our clients as part of our service, which is the e-money, which is the Riskalyze. We do have a CPA in our office, We do have estate planning attorneys, and we do look at all of these things for you. And this is something that you should find out if you're getting. Because if you're not paying this sort of a management fee, you may be paying a commission every time you buy or sell a stock or mutual fund, which leads me to your 401k. How are you paying for your 401k? Do you know? A lot of people say to me, I don't pay anything for my 401k. And the answer is, yes, you do. Because just like our industry, there are fees that go to different places for people to deliver to you what they're delivering. The plan, the investment management, the administration costs. There's a lot of costs that are in these plans. And so you need to find out what those are. And we can help you figure that out if you just don't know where to start. Now, some of these plans turn out to be actually pretty expensive. And this past week, we looked at a pretty big plan that had a lot of costs in it. And the fellow who ran it didn't even know. And this was the head of the whole company. Didn't really know what these fees were about. And so one way to find out is you can look at the individual mutual funds that are in these plans and see what the share class is. And it'll be laid right out there. It'll say the name of the fund and it'll tell you the share class. Could be like an R3, or you may see C or B or Section 2. There's just many different names. But you can look these up using Morningstar, morningstar.com. You can check out what these fund share classes are. And what you may find is if you look at a particular fund is that there's many different share classes of the same fund. And as you drill down into them, you'll see that they just charge different amounts of money. And what is that? Well, that's money that goes back to the advisor or to the fund company or to somebody. But you're paying for it. It's coming out of what's called the net asset value of your fund. It's actually coming out of your pocket. You just don't see it. And so these fees can be different depending on the funds that are in your plan. And they could be very, very different. And there's reasons for that. Some companies incentivize some of their funds. So you'll see that the class in that fund is cheaper, but the fund really isn't that good. And so they're making it in other ways off of you. And so when you look at all the funds that are being offered, maybe you have some good ones, but maybe you have a bunch of bad ones in terms of how they perform and how they meet up against their peers. And so that's something you need to be aware of, and you need to constantly look at that. And maybe you don't have time to do it. Maybe you don't want to do it. Maybe you've been just plowing money in every single year and not looking at it. And that's not necessarily your fault because you're busy, you're working. We understand that. But you're paying someone somewhere to do this job for you. And whether they're calling you or talking to you or not, the money's still being paid. So that's why you owe it to yourself to find out what this is costing you and what are your options and how can you make better decisions and put some more of that money back into your pocket, which maybe you're paying someone else for really nothing, for no value. And you may want to know how to find out how to do that because you just don't know where to start. So here's what we're going to do. This is Saturday, and I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to open up the phone lines here in about a minute, and you're going to get to talk to a member of my team. Now, they came in today just to talk to you. This is totally different than what I usually offer during the week because they're here right now to talk to you and they're doing nothing right now. So you can go ahead and call them and talk to them. But we're only going to do this for 10 people because when these phone lines start going, I don't have the room. All right. So you have to call and talk to somebody and that's your time, but you have to be first. All right. So for the first 10 callers right now, we'll open up the line. You can start to have a conversation about finding out more about saving and about what's going on in your 401k and how can you take more advantage of that and put more away and really build something for your future. So here's what I'm going to do. Here's the phone number. It's 866-PROTECT. I'm going to open the phone lines right now. There we go. 866-PROTECT. I have my best team members in here right now to talk to you. Give them a call. 866-PROTECT is the number and find out what are you paying right now in fees and how can you change that? This will be for the first 10 callers right now. So go ahead and give us a call. 866-PROTECT. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets, what's the one major reason you need to change your advisor? Find out what it is. It's so obvious. It's all coming up next on Protect Your Assets. So keep it right here.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 1-866-PROTECT. We are live and we are local. 866-PROTECT, because that's what we do. protect your assets. 866-PROTECT. Not the final chapter in the book of life, but rather the beginning, a second act. Join us at one of our workshops to see how we can help you with your retirement plan. Go to libertygroupllc.com and click on Attend an Event. That's libertygroupllc.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets. On the Protect Your Assets show. Check out protectyourassetsevents.com. This Tuesday coming up, February 22nd, sorry, 26th. Go to our website, libertygroupllc.com. Go to the events tab. You can click and register for an event where I will be speaking at Piotti's at 6:30 on Tuesday night. We have a table for my listeners exclusively right now that you can get yourself a seat. LibertyGroupLLC.com, events, click on the events tab and you can register right there. Bring a friend. Want to wish a happy birthday this week to Beverly Sheldon and Dave Donati. Hope you guys both have an incredible week. And this week we've been talking about, is it time to update your advisor? And things you need to be looking at to see if you're really getting the full value for what you're paying for right now. Because if your advisor isn't a fiduciary, or if she or he's not taking your tax situation into consideration, or you just can't describe your investment strategy on the back of a cocktail napkin, then it could be time for an upgrade. And if you're between the ages of 52 and 72, that's a big indicator that you need to consider raising your standards and upgrade your financial advisor, because you could just be missing out on a lot of new things that are out there. And a good advisor should do more than just recommend investments. One important service they should be offering you is optimizing your portfolio for tax purposes. Ask your advisor about how he or she will decide whether to allocate certain investments in your account to taxable or tax-free. Because we love tax-free, and your advisor may be ignoring that or not just paying attention to it. And you may have certain feelings about that. So one thing to pay attention to, does your advisor ignore your feelings about risk? And I just saw this recently because of what happened in December. And so as a general rule, you should load up on riskier investments such as stocks when you're younger and shift towards safer investments such as bonds or other fixed income options as your retirement gets closer. And for some people, that approach just doesn't work. Because if you're risk averse and the thought of losing money keeps you awake at night, then that's why you need the Sandman. You need an advisor who you can talk to and will help you sleep better at night. And that's a sign that maybe you've chosen the wrong one if you're not able to sleep or you're not comfortable with what's going on. I've had several clients this week say, I really felt good and I'm sleeping better because of what's going on. And that's, I love to hear that. That actually means a lot. So keep in mind that it's perfectly okay for your advisor to try and alleviate your concerns about taking on risk by showing you why and how you're doing certain things and how it will react. And one great tool is something called Riskalyze, if you've never heard of that. Find out about it, because if you've ever thought about keeping certain stocks or investing more in them, but not really understanding how they work in connection with your other investments or how you'll start to take money out of them when you retire, then you could be looking at a problem. Another red flag is maybe your advisor speaks in gobbledygook terms to you. If you don't understand what they're saying, then that could be also a sign that you're not talking to somebody who really has your best interest in mind. They may be thinking they need to talk over your head to sound important, but that's not what you need to do. It's not right. Maybe you're off track, and this is the big one. So I recommend that you meet with your advisor at least annually for a checkup, just like a doctor, and figure out whether you're making progress towards your goals of retirement, or maybe you're in retirement. Is the income sufficient each month to cover your obligations, cover your tax bill? Have your goals changed? Is everything moving as planned? Because as we know, with financial plans and the world, things change all the time. And so sometimes they're bad years, and you need to make sure that you're still on track. And so that's why if you're not meeting, or maybe you're off track, there could be a problem. It's another red sign. So let all this sink in for a moment, because you're listening to me right now live, so you can understand how these things will impact your future, your retirement, your Social Security benefits. These are all things that are important. They all need to work together. And so you may have questions about, how do I maximize that? How do I take advantage of the new tax code? How do I get more out of my Social Security? If you have questions like that, then you can pick up the phone right now. It is the weekend, and I have my best team sitting right here ready to talk to you this morning. So pick up the phone. This is exclusive just for my listeners right now. Call them now. 866-PROTECT is the number. You can pick up the phone now and talk to a live human being who's on my team. Goes right into my office, 866-PROTECT. We do have a CPA on staff, four estate planning attorneys, and a team of financial advisors ready to talk to you. We can help you get back on track. Call 866-PROTECT. Want to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for another great show. Anthony Kojikari, network manager, Kevin Renfer, doing a fabulous job. And, of course, everybody back in the studio for coming today and answering the phone. Thank you, everybody. So without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Mr. Sandman.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 1-866-PROTECT. We are live and we are local. Call 866-PROTECT because that's what we do. Protect your assets. 866-PROTECT.
Please turn on your magic beam, Mr. Sandman.
All calls have been screened, and callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. Legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyer to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on analysis of all the facts and circumstances, and information given on this program is general financial commentary and cannot be relied upon pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership.